Amnesty Push Exposes Divide Between Working Americans and Donor Class. By John Binder on December 14, 2022. An effort to push amnesty for illegal aliens through the lame duck session of Congress is exposing a long-lasting, deep divide between most working Americans and the donor class. Currently, Senators Tom Tillis, RNC, and Kyrsten Sinema, IOZ, are negotiating a plan to give amnesty to at least 2 million illegal aliens living in the United States. The plan, the senators hope, would be rammed through the lame duck Congress before Republicans take the majority in the House. In the recent midterm elections, though, a plurality of voters told Rasmussen reports that amnesty for illegal aliens would only make the nation's record-setting illegal immigration levels worse. More notably, 51% of voters with only a high school education said amnesty would make illegal immigration worse, and 50% of those who attended college but did not graduate said the same. These are the working and lower middle class Americans who are most likely to compete against cheaper foreign workers, often illegally in the U.S., for jobs in the labor market and whose wages are the most likely to be crushed by inflation in the market, research has repeatedly shown. In 2013, Congressional Budget Office, CBO, analysis stated that the Gang of Eight amnesty plan would slightly push down wages for American workers. Another CBO analysis, published in 2020, stated that immigration has exerted downward pressure on the wages of relatively low-skilled workers who are already in the country, regardless of their birthplace. Other research finds current legal immigration to the U.S. results in more than $530 billion worth of lost wages for Americans. Recent peer-reviewed research by economist Christoph Albert acknowledges that as immigrants accept lower wages, they are preferably chosen by firms and therefore have higher job-finding rates than natives, consistent with evidence found in U.S. data. Meanwhile, the donor class has lined up to back the Tillis-Sinema amnesty. As Breitbart News reported, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the American Hotel and Lodging Association, National Restaurant Association, and the Koch Network of Organizations are lobbying lawmakers in Washington, D.C., to support the amnesty in the lame duck session. The group's political action committees have donated to either Tillis, Sinema, or both. Likewise, billionaire Mark Zuckerberg's Forward.us investor group is also asking lawmakers to back the Tillis-Sinema amnesty via the Niskanen Center they help fund. The corporate donor-funded organizations have long represented their own financial interests when lobbying for amnesty and mass immigration, seeking to inflate the labor market to keep U.S. wages down, import a compliant underclass of foreign workers, grow profit margins, and add to an expanding consumer base to which to sell products. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.